Good morning, Daniel. I see you've been busy reading up on the latest developments in the aerospace industry.
Morning, Emma. Yes, there's a fascinating case study from Aurora Aviation Systems, GmbH, that I think our listeners will find compelling.
Oh, right. Aurora is that successful aerospace supplier in Austria, right?
Exactly. They've been making a name for themselves since 2006 with high-precision components for aircraft of all kinds.
I see, and they've been using this VRSUT software to optimize their processes.
That's right, they rely on VRSUT simulation and optimization software, including the VRSUT force milling module.
What kind of results have they achieved with this?
Well, the results are impressive. They've eliminated machine crashes and achieved time savings of up to 25% per component.
Wow, that is so cool. Let me get this straight. They're using this software to simulate their CNC processes before they even hit the machines.
Exactly, and it's not just simulation, it's about process reliability. They're ensuring every travel path in their programs is checked for 100% reliability.
That makes sense. With the kinds of materials they work with, like superalloys, you need that level of precision.
Absolutely. Their automation share is over 90% with 7 robot stations, which helps them maintain that high quality.
What about their approach to new components? How does the software help there?
Oh, that's interesting. They've been able to improve prove-out processes by maintaining required feed rates while ensuring reliability.
So they're not having to reduce feeds when testing new parts anymore.
Exactly, and they're using tool management software to read real tool data directly from the machine.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, let me give you a specific example. They optimized an engine component and reduced machining time by 18% right away.
Wow, that's a significant improvement. How long did that take them?
Optimization, including simulation, took around 2 hours for that component.
And what about the impact on their tool life?
They've seen improved cutting tool life, up to 40% for Inconel or titanium.
That's impressive. So the software isn't changing their milling strategies or toolpaths?
No, it's all about regulating the feed to bring in additional advances without changing the geometries.
I see, and what about the overall impact on their business?
They've achieved remarkable results across all materials, especially in complex multi-axis operations.
So the investment in this software has definitely paid off.
Absolutely, they can't imagine working without it now.
That's quite a statement. It just shows how important digital solutions are for maintaining competitiveness.
And it's not just about the software. Their approach to digital twins and automation has really set them apart.
Right, they mentioned having 3,000 different components with complex geometries. That kind of complexity needs smart solutions.
Exactly, their capacity utilization is at a strong level, and their outlook for next year is very confident.
That's great to hear. It shows how they've recovered well from the challenging years.
And they're making sure to invest in training too, preparing the next generation of machining technicians.
That's an important point. Ensuring quality standards through proper training is crucial in this industry.
Definitely, the aerospace industry is all about precision and reliability, and Aurora is setting a great example.
Well, that's a fascinating case study, Daniel. It shows how digital solutions can truly transform aerospace manufacturing.
Agreed, Emma. I think our listeners will find it inspiring to see how innovation is driving competitiveness in the sector.
And it's a great reminder of the importance of our cluster in driving these kinds of innovations.
Absolutely. Well, that's all from us for now. Until next time.